to be talking about remodeling your home in a little bit later in the show. It's what we do. It's what we've done for a long, long time. And it always is. I took a phone call just yesterday afternoon. Somebody wanting to enclose a carport on a home that was built in the 60s into a garage. You know, and you hear the story about what's leading up to this. They've been in the home for 30 years and why they want to do it now. And one of the things I love about the remodeling business, you get to go meet people on their turf and you get to see what it is that's driving the situation. There was an article published in the Arizona Republic a couple weeks ago by one of my favorite writers of the at-home section, Kara Morrison, and she remodeled her own kitchen. And it was the 10 things she learned that she wanted to share with everybody that they should be aware of going into any remodeling project. So one of the first things she says is you cannot diminish the value of planning ahead and shopping. And I can't tell you how many times we get out to someone's house who they have been in the house for maybe 5 years, maybe it's 10 years, maybe it's 20 years, and they've got this compunction now that they want to remodel some component of it. And now that you're there meeting them, they want to start tomorrow. They want the plastic going up and the dumpster being delivered and the J. John put on the side yard, and they want bodies there tomorrow. And we always have to kind of arrest people and say, look, we can do that, and we can turn this four-week project into 4.5 months. But what we'd rather do is let's spend a lot of time up here now, up front, before we touch anything. And let's try and get everything picked out. Let's get everything planned. Let's at the very least have everything ordered. I don't like starting jobs. We're actually starting a bathroom remodel next Thursday that we signed the contract on back in December. And she wanted to get through the holidays, and her sister came in town and helped her with a few selections. And we just said, look, we don't want to start until we have everything. We've received the last shipment of every single thing we need for that project. So we're going to be able to get in and get out of there so fast, it's going to make her head swim. So I know y'all get anxious as homeowners to get that new kitchen, to get that new master bathroom, but if you would please just defer to the experts and get the design done, get the selections made, and don't start anything till you've got the great majority, if not everything, on hand.
The selection process is even more complicated today because there are so many beautiful pictures out there on Houzz and great magazines, and you have no idea how much those things cost. And then you get into it and you realize, oh, I'm going to have to do some compromising here. And then it takes a little time to reprocess that and say, okay, you know, if I'm going to buy this, then I can't have that, or, you know, I'd rather have this than that. And that takes time. You don't want to be doing that while guys are sitting around twiddling their thumbs and your house is all torn up.
No, you don't. And we're flooded constantly with pleas for help from homeowners who are trapped in a bad remodeling experience. And we ask them, are they ROSI certified contractors? No, but you've got to help us. Well, if they're not ROSI certified contractors, we have no authority over them. There's nothing we can do. So, you know, if you're pursuing the remodeling project, the project of your dreams, you cannot discount planning. For every hour you put into planning, you're going to save yourself a week of misery in a project that just isn't going like you thought it was going to go.
I have a question for you. Reading her article, was there anything in there that surprised you, or was her experience pretty much?
Well, I think it would surprise some homeowners, but none of it surprised me in that this is what we're involved in every single day. The very second thing she talks about is set a realistic budget. And we're having to do that for homeowners all the time. People call us out for kitchen remodels constantly. And when we take a look at the project, we meet them, we get an idea of what they want done. At that first meeting, we let them know this is about the range you're going to invest to get this project done. And, you know, usually there's, sometimes I bring Stan so he can help me pick the people up off the floor and put them back in their chair. Because invariably, we're giving people numbers that are significantly higher than what they were hoped for.
So well, I think, and the older you are, I think the more of a surprise it is, because you can remember back when things square foot wise were so much less than they are now. So it's a real shock.
It is a shock. So I tell people, when you're considering a kitchen remodel, for an example, start by shopping your cabinets. And whatever you spend on your cabinets, the total remodel project is going to be 3 to 4 times that. So if you spend $10,000 on cabinets, your kitchen remodel is going to be $30,000 to $40,000. If you spend $25,000 on cabinets, your kitchen remodel is going to be $75,000 to $100,000.
And why do you say that? Is it because the quality of everything else has to match those cabinets?
Exactly. It, you know, if you're going in with these amount of features, if you want the upper glass doors with the lights behind the doors, and you want the upper cabinets lit underneath so the backsplash of work areas are all lit, if you want the soft closed doors and drawers that are now available on most upper line cabinets, if you want the finer wood or the finer finishes, I can tell you, remodeling kitchens for the last 40 years, the number has always stayed the same. Your cabinets are going to be 1/3 to 1/4. The only time that gets skewed way out of balance is when somebody spends $50,000 on professional grade gas appliances.
Yeah, baby.
Then the number changes a little bit.
That's my kitchen.
But generally speaking, your cabinets, if you'll start with cabinet shopping, your cabinets are going to be 1/3 to 1/4 your total budget for the kitchen remodel. We're going to be talking more about that in detail at the 10 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour, we've got some water experts coming in here to dispel the advertising and marketing myths that are surrounding the world of water treatment equipment. And of course, at 8 o'clock, we've got John J. Harper coming in to answer your questions on landscape gardening, fertilizing, hedging, and trimming. Now's the time to get online. The phones always load up quickly. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Sometimes people ask me, well, Rosie, how do we contact you for a remodel? Well, you can call that number during the week.
We're
1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the House. Back with John Jay after this top of the hour break for news and updates.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.